Hello, I am the barrister Stephen Barrett, and I'm doing a video to explain your right to trial by jury. I'm doing this because in a move that I simply cannot comprehend, could never have anticipated or expected, and just knocked me for six, our Labour government has decided to announce that it's going to remove your right to trial by jury if you're accused of a crime. The right to trial by jury, so the Normans, people often think that our country doesn't have a constitution. It does, it just doesn't have a single constitutional document because we weren't founded all in one go. We were founded in a long struggle against peace-loving farming peoples who were conquered by very, very aggressive military men called Normans. In 1066, they invade, they kill our previous leaders, and they are monsters. They are absolute mafia. This is Taliban-style rule. The first real act of civilization in our country is the Assize of Clarendon in 1166, when we got a form of trial. Before that, you were just guilty if the Lord said you were. And that was trial by ordeal. That was, I'm not going to explain what it is because it's just unpleasant. That we got rid of all of this. We've carried on struggling, saying, stop oppressing us, you monsters, until we get trial by jury in 1215. And we've had trial by jury since 1215, and we should always carry on having trial by jury. It is the fundamental right in our constitution against tyranny, against dictatorship. It stops all of the evils of communism, all of the evils of fascism. It allows us to live decent, happy lands as the free people of the West. And I know that we've been drifting away from that idea, but it's coming to shove time, and we need to realise it's time that we stand up for all of this. Maybe I'll deal with how we do that at the end. In the beginning, the crimes that you got trial by jury for were treason against the king, concealing treasure from the king, murder, arson, robbery, rape, and forgery. And those are still pretty much the serious offences that we consider that you ought to have a trial by jury for now. I should flag up trial by magistrate, which was a smaller but nonetheless identical system. The idea is that you should never be tried, you should never be found guilty by an employee of the state. Okay, to begin with, that was an employee of the king. That's what all judges are. They were employees of the king. They're now employees of government. I can tell you right now, they've all got .gov email addresses. They all receive their payment every month from the government paycheck, and they receive their salaries from the government. And the idea of that is that because government employees are far too easy to corrupt, and particularly if they sit on their own. And I think that that is a rational fear. Our judiciary are currently selected. They're only promoted, they're only made judges or allowed to advance in their career if they can demonstrate a commitment to diversity, equality and inclusion, which are communism. So we are deliberately selecting judges who either genuinely believe in these communist ideas or who are at least willing to mouth them. Both types of human are dangerous humans because the genuine believer is obviously a threat, particularly if you're perceived as an enemy of DEI for some reason or not pro the left. We've seen how violent and aggressive these people are. But also the one who's willing to give lip service is just as dangerous because the chances are if you go before them, they'll probably sit there thinking this is terribly unfair and it's unfortunate that you're a victim of state wrongness, but they'll nonetheless convict you because they don't want to lose their job, because they demonstrated that when they got their job. So these are very dangerous people. I want to just remind you why, or explain to you why this has blindsided me. So in 2017, the now Lady Chief Justice gave a speech, as they all wont to do, and she decided that she would give it on trial by jury. And she says, in the very opening paragraph, she said that Lord Devlin, at the outset of his Hamelin lectures in 1956, observed that trial by jury was a subject on which it was not possible to say anything very novel or very profound. And what you should take away from the fact that you can't say anything really very interesting about trial by jury is because it's accepted. It's been here for 800 years or 810 years. And, it is just our system. absolutely our system. And then she goes on to quote people who say nice things about trial by jury. Blackstone did it. He's a very old lawyer from the 17th century. He said that trial by jury was the sacred bulwark of the nation, securing our liberty. It is. It is a sacred bulwark of the nation, securing our liberty. In more modern times, Lord Camden said it was the foundation of our free constitution. Really, our freedoms flow from the right to trial by jury. We are free because of, I would say now in the modern world, two things. The right to trial by jury and the right to vote. And those two things are at the heart, beating heart of our constitution. Now, Lord Eldon, another more modern lord, said the greatest blessing which the British constitution had secured to the subject. It's our great achievement, trial by jury. It's our star in glory. Napoleon, who was a vicious, evil dictator who created the French legal system, didn't want trial by jury, and the French don't have trial by jury. We'll get back to that. Lord Devlin said that trial by jury is the lamp that shows that freedom lives. A much more modern judge, Lord Judge, a nominative determinism there, said trial by jury was a safeguard against oppression and dictatorship. It is. It is our safeguard against oppression and dictatorship. It's inconceivable to me that anybody who believes or purports to believe what the lefty lawyers say that they believe would do this to trial by jury, which is why I think a lot of lefty lawyers will be reeling tonight, because they will realise that they have been conned all along. Now, this is Fabian Marxism. So those who don't know, that's where you don't have a revolution. You have a very slow moving capture of the state to turn it into a Marxist, they would say, paradise. And we will end up in the hellhole. But the Fabians have been moving very slowly. They accelerated under Blair. So Blair made the first assault on the right to trial by jury by getting rid of magistrates. We had three magistrates who are not lawyers, not state employees, who would try you for lesser offences. Blair changed that to one district judge who is a state employee, who does receive a salary and a pension and a .gov email address. And I think that has not improved those lesser offences, but many of us simply ignored it. Well, they boil the frog slowly. This is clearly Labour coming back for the second bite of the cherry. It was announced in a way to make it seem pretty trivial, but it now seems that for almost anything other than murder, manslaughter or rape, you're not going to be able to have a jury. That's huge. That's absolutely catastrophically huge. You will be tried by an individual who has demonstrated his or her ideological commitment to diversity, equality and inclusion, the Marxist mantra. And they will sit on their own and they will say whether what you're saying is true or not true. They will say whether something happened or did not happen. These are the people who are more than willing to say that a man who says he is a woman has become a woman. These people have a very loose relationship with the truth, and they're going to be trying you and us. I suspect me, because I'm exactly the type of person that these regimes don't like, which is why I do videos like these. I want to, just before I go, flag two things. One is that this is what happens when you trust in the European Convention of Human Rights, when you trust in human rights lawyers, and when you start to believe the lie that lawyers will keep you safe and look after you forever. Don't need to worry your little head about it, darling. That's how we got into this mess. Trusting the state. We need once again to have a very healthy distrust of the state, because French law and most continental law is based upon the law of Napoleon, an evil dictator. They don't have trial by jury. So the ECHR does not protect trial by jury, and David Lammy's going to make hay out of this. Our constitution does. We've had it for 800 years. You cannot deny 810 years. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. But they don't have it. So if you think the ECHR is going to step in and protect us from our evil, tyrannical government, no, they're not. The other thing is to say that Labour have absolutely zero mandate to do this. It was not in their in their manifesto. They did not tell us in advance that they were going to do this. In fact, Lammy lied through his teeth, because in 2021, David Lammy said how fantastic and amazing jury trials were and how important they are. Before he brought in the Human Rights Act, Tony Blair and all the lefty lawyers were, you know, saying how important jury trials were. They have screamed and squealed if anybody else has tried to take them away. They did that because what they really intended all along was that they would take them away. And they weren't willing to take away jury trials until they had judges in place who were nobbled. There's no other word to use. They've had this judicial appointment system since the late 90s, possibly early noughties, I really don't care. But it has, and you know, we sit here in 2025, it's the slow boil. They now think that they can trust those judges to be political and to be their loyal supporters. This is tyranny. This is evil. You need to rise up and fight back. You do that, I think, in the first instance, by petitioning the king. You should tell your MP how you feel. Get your opinions out there. Form local groups. Join Facebook. Join with fellow voters. Learn the boundaries of your MP constituency and form groups within it so that you can threaten them. These people, these monsters, thank goodness, they are very low legitimacy. They have very few votes. A lot of them have tiny, tiny margins. You can organise, you can fight back. No lawyer is going to protect you. That's not our system. And you can look to me and say, Stephen, well, I really wish we had a legal-based constitution like the French or like the Americans. No, it didn't protect the French from tyranny. It didn't protect Germany from falling to tyranny. It didn't protect Russia from falling to tyranny. It didn't protect Spain from falling to tyranny. Our constitution in the 1930s kept us safe because it understood ordinary people need to get involved. I'd like to get magistrates back, but we must stop the stealing of trial by jury by these petty little tyrants. Lamy's not funny. He's a nasty piece of work. Thank you.